lot of that place.
Yeah.
Good girl.
Oh, that leafy mouse, yeah.
Yeah, of course you should.
It's cheaper than glasses, isn't it?
Yeah. I'll just have a J2, please.
Yeah. Was it the apple mango one?
Yes, please.
Yeah, do you want some ice?
No, thanks.
Yeah. Who's on tonight, anyway?
It's Amy and Lauren. Mm-hmm. And me, obviously.
Who's doing the...
that's what he wants to know. He's doing
cooking. Yeah. Steve and Daniel.
Oh, Daniel's
in. They're both in today.
Oh,
wow. Well, I'll get your drinks for you.
Thank you very much. Good evening, folks. We are at the Village Maid. Salts, Zagalogos, and moi. Alright, and I'll come back in a minute.
There's one right in front of your hand, alright?
Well, hey.
I'll be back in a moment with the menu.
Right, okay.
Have
a sit down for 10 seconds.
Oh, it's boiling here.
Zara, stay there, please. Good girl.
Right. Do you want to hear the specials first, please?
Yeah, they are.
Right. We've got grilled plates with a lemon and garlic butter.
What?
With...
Is that the starters, isn't it?
No, sorry. There's no starters.
Oh.
Sorry. What did you have last one? Pork. We ain't got the pork.
That's all right.
He's got the goujons.
He's got the usual, isn't he? So.
Yeah, he's got the usual sort. Goujons, white bait, brie,
yeah.
Mushrooms, prawn cocktail.
All right, fair enough, yeah.
Yeah, sorry.
That's all right.
Right, and then for the mains, you've got place with a lemon and garlic butter topped with crayfish tails, new potatoes and vegetables.
Mm-hmm.
You've got a fish pie, which has salmon place, king prawns, baby prawns in a white lemon and dill sauce with sliced new potatoes and cheese on top. That was a mouthful. Then you've got the Village Maid burger, which has barbecue sauce, bacon, cheese and onion rings. You've got a chicken korma with rice and garlic bread. You've got a vegetarian option, which is tomato and courgette bake with salad and garlic bread. You've got spaghetti bolognese.
Blimey!
Or the last one is skate, which has capers, lemon and garlic butter topped with prawns, new potatoes and vegetables.
What does the spaghetti come with?
Spaghetti.
All right.
Spaghetti and bolognese.
What else did you want? Spaghetti bolognese to come with?
Yeah, some garlic bread or something with it, if you like.
No, it's sometimes they do take garlic bread with it, don't they?
Yeah,
sometimes
no, we haven't this time, just the spaghetti bolognese by itself.
Mm. Yeah. I think that'd be goujons to start, and then salad.
Yep.
Yeah, I think I'll have a spaggy bowl today.
Yeah?
Should I have garlic bread or not?
You can have garlic bread.
Yeah, I think I will actually with that. Because you do tend to have garlic bread with spaggy bowl.
Yeah, that's quite a nice mixture, isn't it?
Yep. I'll have the white bait to start.
You don't put cheese on top, does it?
Or what, the spaghetti bolognese? You can do if you like.
Oh, no.
Bit of grated cheese, yes, please.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, that's
if Daniel don't mind.
You don't usually.
I do. Oh, you mean Daniel doesn't mind, yeah.
So you've got white bait to start and for mains.
Oh, I don't know. I'll have the shell of king prawns, please.
Yeah.
That is still on the menu, isn't
that
it?
That is,
the main
yeah,
one?
Yeah. That's fine.
Lovely. Thank you.
Do you want me to bring another glass of wine over?
Please.
Sure.
Back in a second.
Thank you very much. Alright, folks, that's what we're having. I'll pause now and speak to you soon. Right, everyone, I've just had my starters. Which I thoroughly enjoyed. I'm enjoying this leafy milch wine, but I'd still prefer the Pierce Porter. I lament the Pierce
I'm
Porter.
Afraid you're not going to get any. You're not
going to
get it again.
Well, that was a shame. And that's my salt's white bait. Get off.
What's happened there?
Oh, something did touch my arm. Yeah, that's from Sultan's white bait. Well, when she's finished, I'll let her tell you.
Yeah, it's nice. And Darren had a couple, so he knows.
Yeah. But you got quite the tank full.
Well, quite a lot of
Yeah.
quite a few there. Well, just another one.
Well, don't
worry. Trying to float away.
Well, if you don't want to eat it all because you want to keep your feet in it, then don't.
Well, I've eaten it now.
Like I say, it's not competition.
Believe me, it ain't going to be one either.
Doesn't need to be. That thing, that sort of thing is just silly.
Yep.
You eat to enjoy.
Yep.
So anything else you want to say about your starters before it goes us down?
No, it's nice.
Right then. See you soon, folkies and folkettes. Right.
Jungle.
I could be a puppy walker.
They wouldn't have a harness.
Not in a jacket.
Yeah, but I don't think they're like that. I think they're just like that.
I don't know, I've not seen them over here.
A puppy jacket isn't actually a harness like these. Stitch your little jacket.
Right. Anyway, folks.
I remember that from when I was a puppy walker on the train.
Just finished our mains.
Very nice.
I enjoyed mine. I had two bits of garlic bread and I had my
spaghetti
bolognese. Yeah, which was nice.
Which was on the specials board, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was not bad at all.
And I had shallot king prawns with new potatoes, salad and French bread.
Mm. I'm not going to have a pudding tonight, folks. I really don't feel like I want one.
It's hot, though, isn't it?
It is hot.
It's still quite muggy here.
It is. I mean, the sweat is absolutely pouring off me. To be honest with you.
And I know when it's hot, you can't really eat that well.
No, my appetite. I mean, to be honest with you, I can't even eat.
Oh, of course. Yeah, no.
Because sometimes it appears too hot, I just don't.
Yeah, no.
I might try to just drink myself stupid. I don't even mean alcohol either.
That would have sounded like that though.
Yeah, I know. I'm not going to have a pudding tonight. I'm not even sure I'm going to have an Irish coffee to finish up with.
What's the point if you don't feel...
If I don't feel up to what is the point? What's the point of spawning what you've had?
Sure.
You know, I've thoroughly enjoyed what I've had.
And I ended up, because they give you a bit of lemon over the prawns, over salad or whatever, and I obviously didn't quite know where it was, so I poured it with my fork and I tasted it and it was not nice.
Yeah, as in like full on.
So I went, and Darren was like, oh, what's the matter? And I'm like, oh, lemon.
Mm-hmm. I remember they did that now, the tequila slammer.
Salt on there, tequila.
Yeah, part, yeah.
Are you all finished?
Yes, thanks. Thank
you. Yeah, are you having anything else?
I'm not having any sweets, no, not tonight.
No,
just a cup of tea for me, please.
Yeah, I'll bring it over for you.
Thank you. Is that right,
Bob? Is what right?
I'm just going to have a cup of tea before we go.
Of course it is.
Well, I'm not sure if you're in a hurry or.
I'm not in any hurry.
Okay, cool.
I just don't feel hungry. It's just too hot.
Yeah, it is, yeah.
No, I'm not in any hurry at all.
Excuse me.
But yeah, it was on one of the Sicily trips that I keep talking on about, I keep banging on about. Any of you daughter knights that were around, if there's any of you on audio boo.
You've said this before, but nobody turned up.
Yeah. Well, anyway, I was introduced to a tequila slammer, and basically,
was it nice?
Well, the tequila was.
Right,
but when I got to the lemon bit, you meant to suck on the lemon.
What, while you drink the tequila?
Yeah, you meant to suck on the lemon, not do what I did.
Which is what, biting?
Literally bite straight into it. What I didn't know.
That's what I did though. Just
Well, anyway, I bit straight into it. It was so bitter.
Yeah, they are quite sour.
Now, me and bitterness, if something's really bitter, it makes me physically shake. I don't know why.
It's funny, because you had that lemon sorbet.
Yeah, but at first it
when
did.
When we got here, when we first came here, one of the first times we came here, you had lemon sorbet.
Yeah, but I suppose it's a different kind of bitterness.
And then wasn't there one that was in a lemon? Or was that somewhere else?
That was in Sicily again, in Catania, yeah. I mean, that was absolutely delightful, that was.
Was it horrible?
It was lovely.
Yeah, but it was bitter.
No. it was gorgeous because that the ice cream, I mean, basically, with the lemon, they literally scoop out the centre of the lemon.
All right.
So, if you imagine like a full-grown or full-size lemon with the centre literally scooped out.
Okay, yeah.
And you fill in. You don't put a plastic filler in. You just literally put the ice cream into the space where
the lemon would have been.
Yeah, that you scooped out.
Oh, okay, yeah.
And the lemon juice, the natural...
That's probably quite nice.
Oh, it's lovely.
I see what you mean now, yeah.
Yeah. So the lemon juice...
I have visions of it being all sort of...
No. So the lemon juice would, like, drip.
There you go, salt.
Thank you.
There you go.
Mm. Yeah, so
is
the
it
lemon...
Got milk in it, Laura? Okay. I'll find out.
Do you want to have a look? Pass it towards... Where is it? Are you sure?
Yeah, I can smell it.
Okay.
That's a funny thing to say, I admit, but you can usually smell...
You actually can.
And I have a mug, ladies and gentlemen.
Excellent.
And the sugar in it.
Mm. But, yeah,
Oopsie-daisy. And I'll get a Hunton biscuit.
Excellent. Yeah, no, so the natural juices from the lemon go into the ice cream.
Ipsy-daisy.
And it is absolutely gorgeous.
I had a catastrophe with my tea again.
Was it that bad?
Hey?
Did it go all over you?
No, it didn't spill, thankfully. Nearly. Yeah.
But yeah, getting back to this tequila slammer.
Oops.
You
bit it, yes.
Yeah, bit straight into it. And it was so potent, this, because it was like pure, you know, because lemon, actually pure lemon juice, whatever, it's actually quite corrosive.
Yeah.
Don't know if you know, but it is, because it's quite acidic.
Yeah.
So I bit into it, and I got, because it was so bitter, and I was staggered back. Everyone thought, well,
that was...
I was at college.
Yeah, but...
I was at Dalton.
You were sitting down, surely.
I was standing up when I had this.
So everybody probably thought you were drunk.
Well, basically, it took my breath.
Oh, God.
I staggered backwards.
Yeah.
And it took about four people... This was adults. Four people to keep me standing upright, and then he fell over.
Oh, God.
Everyone thought I was smashed out my brains.
You probably were.
No, I wasn't.
With that amount of...
No, I wasn't. Okay, it was just the pure... Because bitter thing, you see, bitter, it's funny because I remember at school, Mr. Everington got us, you know how sometimes he would get us to try different things?
Yeah.
Like different juices and whatever that he would bring, like from Grace or from Asthma or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I tried this particular one, and it was bitter, but I liked it. But every time I sipped it, it made me, you know the way... The best way to describe it, you know the way a dog shakes its head?
Yeah.
That's the effect it has on me. So if it's really bitter, it's not something that I think about, but my head physically shakes, my body shakes. And he's like, oh, you don't like that? And I said, no, it's not that, sir. I said, it's not that. And I explained it. So I said, it's just some sort of reaction that I have to bitter things. It's not that I don't necessarily like them. But for whatever reason, my body just seems to physically shake.
It's probably some sort of nerve reaction.
I don't know what it is. To this, I mean, if I had something really bitter today, the same thing would happen. You know, whether it was an adult or as a kid, the same thing would happen. And this is effectively what sort of happened with the bitter lemon and the tequila slammer.
Gosh.
Except because I was standing up, I completely lost my balance.
Oh, God.
Oh,
yeah.
I went... Well, I didn't, because it took about four people to hold me up, but...
Well, I managed to learn, so
I get... Yeah. It was like staff and students holding me up. It was quite funny.
Oh, my God.
It's hilarious. And then afterwards, I played Bloody Spin the Bottle.
Oh, no.
You know how to spin the bottle, don't you?
You have to spin it and drink.
No, you spin it and wherever the mouth of the bottle points at, so that person's got to take an item of clothing off.
So you don't actually drink the alcohol? You did?
No, it's an empty bottle.
Oh. I thought it was some sort of drinking
but
game.
But this poor bloke, Charlie Greenmer, his name was. Everyone was picking on him, so all the women were anyway, so I literally managed to get him to strip down to his pants, so it was quite funny.
Oh, God. Well, more for him for not twisting the bottle somewhere else.
Well, we all were.
What, towards him?
No, all the guys were aiming at a particular woman.
Yeah.
And all the women were aiming at a particular guy.
So it was him?
Yeah. I mean, I was quite shy back in those days when it came to that sort of thing. A lot shyer than I would be now.
Oh, God.
Oh, yeah, back in those days when it came to women and stuff like that, I wouldn't say boo to a goose.
Oh, yeah, right.
It's actually true.
They always say that, men, don't they?
No, it's actually true. It's actually true, I wouldn't.
Yeah, okay. I believe you.
I found it very difficult to, shall we say,
excuse me?
Enjoy the comforts of a relationship, as it were.
Well, I'm sure that didn't last.
Well, anyway.
What?
How's the weather? No, seriously.
Okay, it's getting a bit rusty, is it?
No. Oh, no, I never did anything like that at college, never. That's the thing.
You probably would have liked to have done. That's what people do.
I know, but I never did.
Oh, well, I'm sure you made up for it after.
Well, anyway,
Well, you're caught for doing an audio boo, so. Yeah.
Oh, it don't bother me. I'm not that bothered about all that.
Oh, stop the boo then.
What?
Well, there's nothing else to say, is there?
Well, not at the moment.
We're just rambling.
Yeah, so like I was just drinking her tea, so.
Yes, I
in
am.
In a minute, I'm going to go and pay up, and then we're going to go and call a cab and go home.
Yes.
Just going to pause this. Right, folkies and folkettes, I am now going to go and pay up.
Hello, Darren, you alright?
You alright, how you doing?
Yes, not bad.
Good.
Everything alright?
Yeah. How about with you? I haven't seen you in a while.
Yeah, I've been here. But
right. Yeah.
I've been here and there and...
Everywhere.
Exactly. I'm glad everything's alright.
Yeah.
Do you want to
hands
the toilet?
No, it's just going to pay up.
Oh, pay up. Well, listen, you can sort out Darren's bill, please.
Yeah, £5 off.
We're going to stick another zero on it.
I'm leaving. I know that.
Yeah. Still got the same taxi driver?
Not tonight. No. We'll just ring Albie's in a minute.
Pint of Adams,
yeah. Pint of
John Smith's,
yeah.
And a dry white wine. Small or large wine?
Bucket sized?
Bucket, yeah.
Pitcher, I love a pitcher of wine, yeah.
There you go, darling. Are you on card today?
Alright.
Are you ready?
Yep. I think. Go on in. Yes, the card.
Thank you.
That's
50/13 today.
Yeah. Must be back.
There you go, right in front of you.
Ooh, is this a new one?
I think so. We got a new one ages ago, but it used to say Streamline on it. Now it says World Pay, World Pay, I think it says.
So,
but to my knowledge, it's not been changed again, but you never know.
Can I have
your seat?
Thank you very much.
There's some humbugs on the trailer for you as well.
Oh,
if you want some.
Thank you very much.
You're
alright. Alright, let's just put this away. Put that away so that buddy use it.
Yeah,
right. these sweets. And better them up.
They're all humbug ones today.
Lovely.
Are you
right,
getting
Mark? Yeah, I think so.
Okay.
So, come in. Thank you very much. 50-13.
Is that right this time?
Yeah.
Not like before.
No.
The other place?
No.
It makes you wonder, doesn't it? Really?
Okay. Wait, I need to bag these up.
Oh, no.
We'll put them in the bowl and get back. Right, just pause it. Okay, guys and girls, I have called for the cab. And just waiting now.
You better not pull on the way home, because they'll probably say our address.
Yes, I don't want that. Mind you, you never know, it might be Paul that gets us. I wonder who it'll be. But yeah, it's been nice, as usual. Had a laugh and a joke with Danny at the bar. Aye. You want some logs? 180!
Might be, but I
don't think someone's playing darts over there in there.
Are they?
Yeah, it's behind you to your.
I know it is.
Yeah.
Good girl.
And there we go, folks, getting everything all cleaned up for tomorrow.
What?
For the sittings tomorrow, lunchtime.
Oh, yeah.
We've got two sittings, 1 and 2:30.
Is that what it is?
I think it's something like that.
It's different. I thought it was 12 and...
Oh, it might be 12 and 2:30, I don't know. But, yeah.
Maybe there might be three sittings.
Yeah, it might be.
Because lunchtime, Sunday lunchtime is popular. Because they get quite a bit in on Sunday.
Oh, I know, it's usually rammed in here.
Yep.
Mind you, with good reason.
Yeah, because people can't be bothered to cook Christmas. I mean, Sunday dinner. Well, not really, because it's nice food.
Yeah, exactly. Good food, good price.
Yeah. Very much so, yes. Did you say you had some more wine at the bar?
No.
I thought that's what you just said.
No, I never had any wine.
I thought you were talking about a pitcher of wine.
No, a bloke said he was asking for a white wine or a dry white wine.
No, come on.
And
oh no, is that our taxi? Come here, Zara, please. No, come here. Stop. No. No. Up, let's go.
So, yeah, he said, do you want to dry white wine over here? He said, what size do you want? Small, large, giant?
Who said that, didn't
he? Yeah, so I said a pitcher would be good. Or something like that, anyway.
What, and the bloke agreed?
Well, I can't remember what the bloke said. You'll hear it on the boo, anyway.
Oh, what? I've got to listen to all that, right?
No, just towards the end.
Everyone. No, not
really. Well, no, it's backwards now.
What?
Because I'm booing. So it's backwards now. Because obviously it's past that point.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, I do enjoy eating here. It's nice.
Well, it's actually, if you said it was going to be a minibus coming,
yeah,
it won't be Paul, so you'll have to stop your booth.
Oh, yeah, no, it won't be Paul, this is it.
Oh, look at you.
That's basically what you enter your points in.
Is it a computer?
Yeah, something like that.
What does it do?
Well, basically...
keep score?
Yeah, in a sense. But obviously your score's going down in reverse because you start off with 501 each.
Oh, right.
And the idea is just to get down to zero.
Well, who gets to zero the first?
It's basically who gets to zero first. That's basically what it
was.
Well,
I'll be all right then because I wouldn't get very many points if I got to stand up.
But the trouble is, you see, it gets tricky when you get to the lower end because, like, for example,
the darts connoisseurs off.
Well, no, if you've got 120 points remaining,
yeah,
and you score 121,
yeah,
this class doesn't know score, so you've got to try and score them again on your next turn. So you forfeit that turn.
Yeah.
Then your opponent takes their turn.
Yeah.
So then they have a chance of winning that particular round.
Right.
Or lowering their quota, as it were.
Okay.
But yeah, darts is a good game. Because although the bullseye is dead in the middle of the ball, which is worth 50 points, I think. Or is it 25 for M&A?
I thought you weren't meant to get a bullseye. Oh, wait, all right.
Well, no, you can.
Yeah.
And you can use the bullseye for, you know, as part of your journey downwards. But it's not the most value. It's not the highest valued score point on the board.
Okay.
No, it's not.
I just thought it was good to get a bullseye.
No.
Oh, right.
No.
Oh, Mr. Bessel said that.
The highest value point on the board is what they call triple top, which is, well, basically you've got 20, 40 and 60.
Yeah.
And obviously 60 is what they call triple top because tops is called 20, which is obviously at the top of the board.
Yeah.
So tops is 20, double top is 40, and triple top is 60.
Right. Oh, come on, taxi. I have to go home now.
So obviously if people hit three triple tops in a row, that's 180.
Oh dear. So
no, because 180 is the highest... 180 is the highest... Because it, like I said.
If you keep getting that though.
Something's pulled up outside.
Well, you better go and see what it is.
Well, 180 is the highest. Because obviously you take three turns with a set of darts.
So you get three darts each?
Three darts per round, per go.
Right.
So you take three darts, your opponent has three darts, then it goes back to you and then it goes back to them.
Right, right.
So basically, it's the most you can. At first, it's the most you can score within three darts.
Right.
But if you can, but obviously if you can hit triple top three times in a row, that's 180.
Right.
Because it's 61, like, you know, 6, 12, 18, 60, 12, 121, 180.
Yeah.
You can get, you can actually get from 501 to zero in nine darts. You'd have to get the 180, the 180 twice in a row.
Right.
And then that leaves you with 360, then so it's 141, and then you'd have to actually break that down.
Right.
And obviously there's various numbers, like, you know, you've heard them mention, like, you know, the double fours, the double eights, yeah. And so you'd use those sorts of numbers to actually break it down. Yeah, I used to watch darts a hell of a lot when I was a kid. I loved it.
Oh, did you?
Darts Hearts is a cracking game.
Come on, he's not outside waiting for us, is he?
Well, I did say for them to come in. Is there a taxi outside? Does anyone know? I saw someone drive past that window, but then again, the window behind you is actually looking on the car park entrance.
So it's just that I thought I heard a taxi engine outside.
Well, we can go and sit outside if that's what you want to do.
No, I said that, I just wondered if it was.
No score.
Is it?
I don't know.
Melissa?
Yes? Is our cab turned up? Is it?
All right, okay. Are you a second now?
Right, I'm going to pause this now. Okay, folks, we are now home. It's quite warm out, though, isn't it, Salt? Yes, folks, it's still quite warm out here.
I'm trying to get it up or open.
Right. Got it.
Oh, be
I don't care, it's nice and warm. It's not too... It's not too bad. Out here. Oh, it's a cloudy night, folks. There's no moon tonight. But yes, I was going to say she's been twice today, ain't she? There's a front door.
Huh?
I couldn't see the front door for a second then.
What the hell am I meant to be had to drink?
Only a bottle of wine. yeah.
Where are the keys? I can't find the keys.
Mr. Mungjack, where are you tonight?
Shit. Where are the bloody keys? Oh no. Oh no. Put them back in here, but do you know? I think I'm gonna go back to using my other. No, I'm not, but you better stop the booth.
All right, what we do?
Well, I can't find the keys.
Okay, emergency over. We have the keys,
yeah,
and it's 3 hours later.
No,
it's not really.
It's hasn't been that long.
It's about 30 seconds late, actually. No, I was trying to I'm just trying to wind the booze up. Right.
Yeah, I've got... Bye!
Oi! Start off. Little git. Mm. Ow.
It's alright. I was only going to look you out of your own place.
That's nice. Fucking hell. I gave her a bleed the key now she's threatening to lock me out. Poor.
Well, you know. Needs boss.
Poor women. Mm. Right. Put me roll it and me poke it. No, I wasn't worried. I know you don't. You don't lose things like that.
Well, don't even go there. I might.
No, you don't. I know you. I know you better than that. If ever that, let's put it like this. If ever that did happen, yeah. I would be bloody shocked. More than anything else, because you. I'm not careless.
Well, it's not necessarily to do with carelessness or not, it's just... What are you doing?
I am in the...
You're not going to the toilet with the boo on?
No, I'm going to turn the boo off, then.
What?
I'm going to turn the boo off.
I don't think they want to hear you crapping down the toilet.
I wasn't going to crap down the toilet. Well, I'm actually going to crap down the toilet, but I'm actually going to turn the boo off before I crap down the toilet. So on that note, booers...
You do actually have to shut and lock the door.
Oh, I just left it open that they're
hearing
that was all.
Yeah, but it's night time now.
Mm. Alright then, folks, take care. So, anything you want to say before we cut this off?
I don't know, even though I nearly had a heart attack because I thought I lost Darren's key.
Well, it's your key now, and well deserved. Alright then, folks.
No, I don't, for the benefit of the booze, I don't live here.
You don't have to live here to deserve a key.
Alright, okay, well.
Alright.
You wouldn't be saying that if I lost it.
I've done worse. Don't worry about it.
You haven't lost your own key.
I've misplaced it more than enough times. You know that as well as I have.
Oh, yeah.
I've misplaced my phone.
And your wallet.
In the toilet in the King's Head.
Oh, yeah.
I've misplaced my wallet before now in my bedroom drawer at college. And I went to the bloody... where is that I went? Went to the Kentish Yeoman... Ordered a drink, found I ain't got my bleeding wallet to pay, and ended up having to order another taxi to get it back.
Oh no, that you owed more money for the taxi.
Find my wallet, which I did find in the end. The funny thing is, I walked back indoors, put my hand straight on it, and I had to come all the way back again because I thought, sod this, I've ordered my drink, I'll be damned if I'm not going to bleed and have it. So I came back to the Kentish Showman and absolutely got slaughtered out of relief. So, yeah.
Okay. Well,
on that illustrious note, folks, I am off for the night. Bye.
Bye. Pause recording.